Tom C. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating the neurological report on patient Stephanie, S-T-E-P-H-A-N-I-E, Sullivan, S-U-L-L-I-V-A-N. Her address is 2770 Eaton Road, apartment 66, Chico, California, 95973, phone 530-321-8065. ID is XXX-7044. Date of birth is 11/21/1967. 54-year-old, single, divorced. Manager slash biller. Chico Medical Supply, her insurance is Anthem Blue Cross, pharmacy is Chico, pharmacy 530-343-4440 is address 2. Darcy, D-A-R-C-I-E, Garman, G-A-R-M-A-N. And then below that should say Dr. Louise V. Krohn, K-R-O-N-E-M-D. Argyle Medical Group, 100 Independent Circle, Suite 100, Chico, California, 95973-0258. Phone 530-899-0143. Fax 530-899-0142. The clinical indication is neurological evaluation with history of lancinating recurrent facial pain suggesting trigeminal neuralgia. Dear professional colleagues, thank you for referring Stephanie Sullivan. New paragraph, Stephanie reports that she has isolated episodes of activity that is facial activity associated at times severe lancinating pain in a right V3 facial distribution, sometimes precipitated by swallowing cool liquids. It has been ongoing for several months. New paragraph. She has a previous history of this problem years ago. New paragraph. When these episodes occur, they come on suddenly without warning, and the pain may remain persistent for hours throughout the day, but typically resolves by the next day. New paragraph, no particular medicine has been effective in reducing her pain. New paragraph. She currently takes spironolactone to minimize hair loss. Celexa 10 milligrams for depression. Montelukast, one tablet in the evening for sinus difficulty. And calcium for prevention of osteopenia. New paragraph, she gives a past medical history of vaginal infections. New paragraph, she denied allergies or adverse reactions. New paragraph, systematic review of symptoms. She describes a history of sinus problems, rectal bleeding, hemorrhoids, and piles. A history of varicose veins. A history of feelings of depression, previous history of suicidal gesture, psychological counseling. She has not been referred for psychiatric evaluation care. She has no history of convulsions, fainting spells, or paralysis. New paragraph, she reports treated for asthma. New paragraph, she remains sexually active, experiencing a satisfactory sexual life. She gives a history of some discomfort with intercourse. She denies a history of transmissible infectious sexual disease. New paragraph, female gynecological, she has a history of vaginal discharge, painful intercourse. She stands 5 feet 1 inch tall. She weighs 136 pounds. Menarche occurred at age 13. Last menstrual period was in 2015. Last pap smear, July 2021. Last rectal examination, March 2022. She has completed mammography. She has previous history of cesarean. She denies a history of breast symptoms, menstrual tension problems. She has had 4 pregnancies with 3 live births, 3 sons born in 1990, 1992, 2004, 2 with, 1 with an emergency C-section, 1 with a planned C-section, all good outcomes. New paragraph, personal and family health history. She was born on November 21st, 1967. She's 54 years old and right-handed. New paragraph, her father died at 80 with a cerebral hemorrhage. Her mother at 69 with CMV. She has 1 sister, age 56, in good health. Her 3 children, ages 17 through 31, are also in good health. New paragraph, family history is reported to be positive for arthritis in mother and father. Hypertension in her father. She denied a family history of asthma, bleeding tendency, cancer, chemical dependency, convulsions, diabetes, heart disease, stroke, tuberculosis, mental illness, or other serious disease. New paragraph. Education. She reports completing high school. New paragraph, social history and health habits. She is divorced and remains single. She takes alcohol on a daily basis, drinking 1 to 2 beverages. She does not smoke. She does not use recreational substances. She's not living with a significant other. She has dependents at home. New paragraph, occupational concerns. None are reported. She is working full-time as a manager. An insurance biller. Serious illnesses and injuries are denied. Operations and hospitalizations. She had auto transfusion in 2002. Tonsillectomy 1970s. Kidney nephrectomy 2002. Liposuction 2003. Breast augmentation 1996. Tubal ligation 2016. She reports no prolonged hospitalizations for ongoing care. New paragraph, neuromusculoskeletal review of symptoms. General, no symptoms reported. Head, no history of neuralgia, unusual headaches, altered mental status, spells, or blackouts. No similar family history. Neck, no symptoms reported. Upper back and arms, no symptoms reported. Middle back, no symptoms reported. Low back, no symptoms reported. Shoulders, no symptoms reported. Elbows, no symptoms reported. Wrists, no symptoms reported. hips, no symptoms reported, ankles, no symptoms reported, feet, no symptoms reported. Neurological review of symptoms. She did not indicate a history of difficulty with gaze. Difficulties with her sense of smell, taste, chewing, swallowing, or phonation. No history of shaking or tremor. No history of unusual stiffness. No history of ataxia. No history of paresthesias, numbness, or tingling. She describes asymmetric right facial pain. New paragraph. Laboratory. MR imaging of the brain completed at your request on April 13, 2022. Showed findings for left frontal sinus opacification, comma, mucosal thickening extending into the frontoethmoidal junction, comma, patchy paranasal sinus mucosal thickening, notable with small air fluid level in the left aspect of the sphenoid sinus. New paragraph, laboratory. Your laboratory study reports from August 2021, kindly provided, show a normal complete blood count, vitamin D assay, free T4, cholesterol values, comprehensive metabolic study, TSH, new paragraph, for a clinical neurological examination today appears to be within normal limits. New paragraph, diagnostic impression. Stephanie Sullivan presents with symptoms of right trigeminal neuralgia in a V3 distribution, pain radiating from her anterior cervical region, but only intermittently and infrequently, and somewhat characterized by liquid consumption behaviors infrequently without warning. New paragraph. Current recommendations. While she is not continuously asymptomatic, at this time I would not initiate oxcarbazepine or carbamazepine for prophylaxis. New paragraph, I've given her a prescription for diclofenac potassium 50 milligrams to basically crush one tablet and take this with the onset of sudden pain for pain, that is for acute pain management. New paragraph, I'm ordering additional laboratory studies to exclude contributory comorbid treatable disorders such as Zoster and herpes virus, period. Lyme and Lyme-like disorder studies can also be ordered, new paragraph. I was here for MedCheck reevaluation and follow-up with further recommendations and the results of her additional screening laboratory testing, new paragraph. I will send a follow-up report when she returns, when we have additional information. Considering further treatment on my signature.